जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जन तीरागन चारे रावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य स्तोत्रस दिवाइन ग्रह सभी चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फाउंडराचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य स्तोत्रस दिवाइन ग्रह शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदंतिकम् वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादानुसहगणा श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंस्य हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुदय प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय वांचकल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपिष्टाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनि नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पार्श्वतादेशकामिने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशुद्धि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, Text Number 9 and 10. 9 has no purport. So I guess I will just chant 9 and take translation and we can chant together Text 10. And chant Text 10 has a purport is a little bit longer, so I will try to cover all the points. So Text 9. यथा गुणां सुप्रकृतेर युगपत क्रमशोपि वा विभर्ति भूरिश त्वयेकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभिः ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉड इज वन वेदर ही अलोन एक्ट्स विद द मोड्स ऑफ इट्स नेचर और साइमल्टेनियसली एक्सपांड्स इन मेनी फॉर्म्स और एक्सपांड्स कंसेक्यूटिवली टू डायरेक्ट द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर Text number 10. Vichikitsitam etam me bravitu bhagavan yatha shabde brahmani nishnataha parasmins cha bhavan khalu Vichikitsi tametanme Bravitu Bhagavan yatha Sabde Brahmani Nishnataha Parasmimscha Bhavan khalu Vichikitsi tame tame name Bravitu Bhagavan yatha Shabde Brahmani Nishnataha Parasmin cha Bhavan khalu Vichikitsi tam etanme Bravitu Bhagavan yatha Shabde Brahmani Nishnataha Parasmisha Bhavan Khalu Response? Vaishnavis, please. Vichikitsitam. Doubtful inquiry. Etat, this, me, of me, bravitu, just clear up, Bhagwan, powerful like the Lord, yatha, as much as, sabde, sound transcendental, right? Brahmani, Vedic literature, nishnataha, Fully realized. Parasmin in transcendence. Cha also. Bhavan, your good self. Khalu is a matter of fact. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So previously it was mentioned that. It said, you have mentioned that this subject matter is very difficult even for a wise people to understand. So why then are you asking me? This is the Sukadev, the Parikshit. Sukadev is saying that is so difficult. So why are you asking me? Sukadev Goswami is saying. So in response to that, here the Parikshit Maharaj is saying, and here is the qualification of Sukadev Goswami is described in this translation. There are four things Sukadev Goswami is qualified for to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. We will talk about it. Translation. Kindly clear up all these doubts, inquiries, because you are not only vastly learned in the Vedic literatures and self-realizing transcendence, but are also a great devotee of the Lord and are therefore as good as a personal to God. So there are four things. You are learned. Parikshit is saying to Sukadev Goswami that you are learned. Second, you are not just learned, but you are also realized. What you have learned, you have realized it. Third thing is that you are a great devotee of the Lord. And being a great devotee of the Lord, being the devotee of the Lord, you have devotee's qualities. And you have devotee's qualities, so you are as good as the Lord. He's not Lord, you are not Lord, but you are as good as Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Brahma Samhita it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Govinda, the Personality of Godhead, or the One without a second, is infallibly expanded by innumerable forms, none different from one another. And although He is the original person, He is still even young with permanent youthful energy. He is very difficult to know simply by learning the transcendental science of the Vedas, but He is very easily realized by His pure devotees. The expansions of different forms of the Lord, as from Krishna to Baladev to Sankarsan, from Sankarsan to Vasudev, from Vasudev to Aniruddha, from Aniruddha to Pradyumna, and then again the second Sankarsan, and from Him to the Narayan Purusha avataras and innumerable other forms, which are compared to the constant flowing of the unaccountable waves of a river, are all one and the same. Not the waves are the same, the substance is the same. They are like lamps of equal power which kindle from one lamp to another. That is the transcendental potency of the Lord. The Vedas say that He is so complete that even though the whole complete identity emanates from Him, He still remains the same complete whole. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. As such, there is no validity in the material conception of the Lord produced by the mental speculator. Thus He remains always a mystery for the mundane scholar. Even if He is vastly learned in the Vedic literature, Vedesu Dullama Vadullama Matma Bhaktav. Therefore, the Lord is beyond the limits of conception for mundane learned scholars, philosophers or scientists. Easily understandable for the pure devotee, because the Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:54 that after surpassing the stage of knowledge, when one is able to be engaged in the traditional service of the Lord, then only can one know the true nature of the Lord. One cannot have any clear conception of the Lord or His holy name, form, attributes, pastimes, etc., unless one is engaged in His transcendental loving service. The statement of the Bhagavad Gita that one must first of all surrender unto the Lord, being freed from all other engagements, means that one must become a pure, unconditional devotee of the Lord. Only then can one know Him by the strength of devotional service. Maharaj Parikshit admitted in the previous verse that the Lord is inconceivable even for a greatest learned scholars. Why then should he again ask Sukadev Goswami to clarify his insufficient knowledge about the Lord? Reason is clear. Not only was Sukadev Goswami vastly learned in the Vedic literature, but he was also a great self-realized soul and a powerful devotee of the Lord. A powerful devotee of the Lord is, by the grace of the Lord, more than the Lord Himself. The Personality of Godhead, Sri Ramchandra, attempted to breach the Indian Ocean to reach the island of Lanka. But Sri Hanumanji, the unalloyed devotee of the Lord, of the personal Godhead, could cross the ocean simply by jumping over it. The Lord is so merciful upon His pure devotee that He represents His beloved devotee as more powerful than Himself. The Lord expressed Himself to be unable to save Durvas Muni. All the Muni was so powerful that he could reach the Lord directly under material conditions. But Durvas Muni was saved by Maharaj Ambarish, the devotee of the Lord. Therefore, not only is a devotee of the Lord more powerful than the Lord, but also worshipable. Worship of the devotee is considered more effective than direct worship of the Lord. Madbhakta puja puja vyadhik. The conclusion is therefore that a serious devotee must first approach a spiritual master who not only is well versed in the Vedic literatures but also a great devotee with factual realization of the Lord and his different energies. Without the help of such a devotee, spiritual master, one cannot make progress in the transcendental science of the Lord. And a bona fide spiritual master like Sukadeva Goswami does not speak about the Lord only in the matter of his internal potencies, but also explains how he associates with his external potency. The Lord's pastimes in the internal potency are displayed in his activities in Vrindavan, but his external potential works are directed in his features of Karnodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shiradakshaya Vishnu. Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur offers his good counsel to the interested Vaishnavas when he says that they should not be interested in hearing only about the Lord's activities like Rasleela, but must be keenly interested in his pastimes and his features of the Purushavatars in connection with the Srishti, Tattva, creation functions, following the examples of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal disciple, and Sukadeva Goswami, the ideal spiritual master. This shloka has many, this purported Srila Prabhupada has many shlokas. Let's try it. First he says, in the first paragraph, in Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Govinda, Personal Godhead, all the one without a second, is infallible, expanded in innumerable forms, none different from one another. Although he is the original person, he is still ever and with permanent youthful. What is that sloka of the Brahma Samhita? Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Adyam Puranam Purusam Navyavanam Cha Vedesu Durlavam Adurlavam Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamami. That is the first sloka. This sloka Srila Prabhupada mentioning the first paragraph. Means the Lord is Advaitam Achyutam. He doesn't fallible. He is not fallible. Achyuta, Achyuta, we are fallible. Anadim, He has no end. He has no beginning, no end. Right? Ananta Rupam, He has many rupas, many forms, but still remains the same. He doesn't go down. When He changes the form, it is not like become an old man and that's it. He is still fresh, right? Adyam Puranam, He is, and Purusham Navyavanam Cha. The Navyavan Mataji is here, right? He is not a He doesn't become, he's a mystic person, isn't it? He gets old, but he doesn't get old. He's always stays 16 years, 16 to 24 years age. Vedesu Durlavam Adurlavam Atma Bhakto. And then Govinda Madhupurusha. This is the first. Then Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about the expansion, of course, from Krishna to Balaram, Balaram to Sankarsan, Sankarsan to Vasudev, Sankarsan to Vasudev, from Vasudev to Aniruddha, and then from Aniruddha Pradyumna, and then again second Sankarsan, and then Narayan Purushavtas, and then all the Garbhodaksha is mentioning the different Vishnus. So, but the what he, Srila Prabhupada, is saying here is that he is comparing the waves of the ocean. Waves of the ocean changes, you know, but the substance remains the same. Krishna remains the same. So means the Krishna is expanding many forms, but he still remains the same. And then Srila Prabhupada gives from the Isopanishad, what is the shloka? Idam Purnam. Who is, can you recite someone, please? Om Padam Purnam, Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnamadaya, Purnam Eva Vashishya. Right? He's saying that. Means the, if you take a piece of paper and you tear apart in the lots of piece of papers, then there is the same paper is not stale. But here Krishna expands himself in many forms, millions of forms, but he remains the same. He doesn't change. He is complete, full. Omudam Purnam. Then, thus he remains the same. Okay? And the point is, he says that the mundane scholars, even they cannot understand the Vedas. They study the Vedas so much, but they cannot understand what is the purpose, ultimately Vedas' purpose. What is the what is the last shloka? Yes, and the last one is that I am to be known. The Vedas are there to know me, know Krishna. So all these scientists, big scholars, they can learn so much, but they cannot come to the conclusion that ultimately is knowing to Krishna. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is a philosopher, scientist. And he says that, and what to say of the Vedas? They don't even understand that you know, soul is this basic principle, second chapter, the basic knowledge of the soul. The soul is transferring from one body to another body. And that's what happened, Srila Prabhupada, right? He was in Hawaii and he was trying to get into, you know, Iron Curtain, Russia. He was trying to get in. Go there. He's an Indian, so Indians can go, right? And he had written to Indology, Katarsky, famous conversation, right? So Katarsky had just written simple thing. Yeah, you are welcome, you can come. Srila Prabhupada took that letter as if I am invited. He was in Hawaii in January, and nice mangoes. So devotees are telling to Srila Prabhupada, you like mango, stay here. You're going to go in January, there is so much ice there. Srila Prabhupada is preaching is the sweeter mango, sweeter than the mangoes here. Let's go. So he's telling his disciple to get the visa, and Srila Prabhupada goes there. And we know the conversation, famous conversation, where Katarsky said, when the life is finished, it finishes everything. Right? That's what he said. When this life is over, it's finished. So this is what they teach in the schools. You see. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. But how can we know? So then Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the 1854. What is the 1854 Bhagavad Gita? Come on. Say again. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. You got it. Na sochati na kamsati. Sama sarvesu bhutas. Right? And then the next shloka after that, 55. Bhaktya mama vijyanati. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here. You can know me by engaging in bhaktyamam, devotional service. This is Srila Prabhupada's mention. So, and Srila Prabhupada says, and then next he is quoting so many slokas Srila Prabhupada quoting in this purport. Then he quotes the Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Aham Tam Swarupapebhyo. Moksha is shown us. Bhagavad Gita. One must first of all surrender unto Lord, being free from all other engagements. So by the strength of devotional service, Krishna says, you can know me. So Srila Prabhupada is making, in the purport he is putting this background that this is the way the Lord is. So now he is talking about the qualification of Sukadeva Goswami. And then he mentions about the four things that you say, that Sukadeva Goswami, you are learned. You are not just learned, but you have realized those learning knowledge what you have. Also you are devotee of the Lord. Your qualities of the devotees of the Lord, and you are as good as the Lord. He is not God. And then Srila Prabhupada is quoting the example of the Hanuman. Lord could have built a bridge, right? Lord could have jumped over. For Lord Ram, what is difficult to jump over? Right? All the universes are, planets are floating by his power. So what is for Lord Ram to jump over the ocean, right? But he gives the credit to his devotee Hanuman. Right? He gives the credit to his devotee. And that's what Lord... That is the reciprocation. Because Lord is a lovable person. His quality is to love. He wants to love. But Bhadra doesn't want to love him. That's a problem. He has a quality of love. And he wants to reciprocate with his devotees of that love. And we can see Hanuman, right? Hanuman could cross over the ocean. And for Lord to go through, they have to build a bridge. Same thing is described, then Srila Prabhupada described. So what Srila Prabhupada is trying to say here is that, yeah, Sukadeva Goswami is a powerful personality. He has all the qualifications. And then Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport about Durvas Muni and Amrish Maharaj, right? This is the Durvas Muni, he wanted to kill Amrish Maharaj by throwing the air and creating a demon. And what is Amrish Maharaj does? He just folding, with his folding hands, he's just folding hands, he's meditating on the Lord. And Durvas Muni goes everywhere. He is so powerful personally, he can go even to all the Vaikuntha to ask for the help because Sudarshan Chakra is chasing him. Right? And what the Durvas Muni says, and what the Lord says, you better go to the person whom you have committed offense. Not me. My devotee is more powerful. Go to him. Go to Amrish. Right? Go him. And he comes to the Amrish. And what Amrish Maharaj does? He is still with the folding hands, he is praying to Sudarshan Chakra. And he is telling Sudarshan Chakra that whatever pious activities I have performed, whatever accumulation of my pious activities are there, you give that activity, all the results of those pious activities give to Durvas Muni. So Durvas can be in the future, can be protected. This is the glories of the devotees. This is the glories of the devotees. And then Srila Prabhupada is quoting verse, of course. At the end of the paragraph he says, Madbhakta Puja Bhyadhika. And that is a famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam Buddha Gita, where he says, this 11th canto, chapter 19, text 21, and he says, yes, O sinless, this is Krishna is saying, thing to Uddhava, O sinless Uddhava, one can achieve loving service unto me by performing first class worship of my devotees. So devotees can have that power. Take the example of Srila Prabhupada, right? When they were building, when in the Bari Street, they were installing Langaneshwar, I think, right? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and they had built the altar, right? An altar had, I think it was marble, if I'm wrong, correct me. And they were open the curtain. You know, there were many people there for the installation of that ceremony. And suddenly Srila Prabhupada sees that this whole gonna fall on the Lord. That whole thing is gonna fall on the Radha Langaneshwar. What he did? He just goes there and he holds with his hands. You also come. So it is the ability beyond the normal person's capacity. Old man, Srila Prabhupada, by body. With the spirit he was young. By the body he was old. Right? He could hold that. Abilities come from the same person, right? Prahlad Maharaj said to his father, Hiranyakashipu, where are you getting this all this time? Well, Mahaprabhu, he didn't say Prabhu to his father. He said, oh, based of the demons. I'm getting the same from strength from the same person as you are getting it. From same person. So here, Srila Prabhupada is quoting that Madbhakta Pujabhya Dhika. And you know our Jaidev Goswami, who has written about 10 avatars, right? Jaidev Goswami, right? He has written, right? 10 avatars. And he has of course written the Gita Govinda. Right? His wife was Padmavati. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. Pundri can correct me. Jaidev Goswami was living under the tree in Odisha. I think it was Odisha. And this man is coming with his daughter Padmavati and said, "I'm my daughter married to you." You know. Jaidev Goswami said, "What? I'm living under the tree. How am I going to maintain her?" No. I'm just leaving her to you under your care. You marry her. But, you know, I don't have anything. Well, I'm just leaving my daughter to you. It's in your hands, Prabhu. Marry. And he just leaves the daughter to him and his father goes away. And Jaidev Goswami finally accepts her. And she's serving him very nicely, very chastely. She serves him. And this is the Jaidev Goswami who is writing Gita Govinda, which is a famous in Odisha. Actually in Odisha, I think in temple they chant this Gita Govinda in the evenings, I think. And actually the young girls dances with that. They have all performance about that, you know. And the famous sloka we know, right? He says, Smara, Smara Garala Kandanam, Mamasirasi Mandanam, Dehi Pada Pallava Udaram, Jvasati Mai, Daruno Madana, Kadanaruno, Haratuta Dupahita Vikaram. And this line where Jaidev Goswami is supposed to write this shloka, but he was a little bit reluctant about this. Dehi Pada Pallavam Udaram. Because Jaidev Goswami understood that the Lord is the My Lord, Supreme, He is a Supreme Person. He has all the qualities. He is Supreme. All the Brahmas and Shivas and all, they are worshipping Him. Now to write here, Dehi Pada Pallam Udharam, means Lord is saying here to Radharani that please put your, have your lotus feet put on my head. So the Jaitav Goswami is a little bit reluctant to write that. I'm reluctant to write this line. Because translation is the beautiful flower, blossoms of your feet. This is Krishna is telling Radharani. Counteract the deadly poison of amorous love. They extinguish the terrifying fire of the pain of that love which rages within my heart. Therefore, please be kind and allow your feet to decorate my head. This is Krishna is saying to Radharani. So Jayadeva Goswami is reluctant. So Jayadeva Goswami, every day he goes in the morning, get his kamandal, he goes to take a bath. Now he had his paper and pencil and this sloka was not completed. He had not completed this sloka. This line he has not written. Dehi Pada Pallavam Udharam, he had not written that line because he was reluctant, he wasn't sure. So he went to take a bath. And when he would take a bath in the river, he come back with the water, you know, river water, and then he would do all his daily, you know, puja and all that, and then he would have his wife, chaste wife would cook, and he would do offering, and then he would have prasada. Right? So this morning, he is going there to take a bath, and what happens? Krishna comes as a imposter you call, right, English? Imposter? Right?
Imposter.
Thank you. He comes as a Jayadeva Goswami and he's knocking the door. So, wife opens the door and she says, Swami, you went to take a bath. Why you come? So, you come every day taking bath and then you perform puja and all that. Swami, you take a bath. No, I forgot to write something. So he goes and he writes the complete Krishna as a Jayadeva Goswami. He writes this line, which is the Dehi Pada Pallavam Udharam. And then Krishna is saying as a Jayadeva Goswami, I'm hungry, I want to eat something. She says, Swami, but you don't eat. First you do all your puja. You do all your puja and then you eat. No, I'm hungry. Please cook something. So she is making all the preparation and he eats. Krishna as a Jayadeva. And then after eating he says, I have to go now. So he goes away. Krishna as a Jayadeva. Then what happened? Asli Jayadeva Goswami comes, knocking the door. Swami, you just went to take a bath. You just were here. You just were here. He said, what? Yeah, you were here. You wanted that piece of paper where you were writing and you wrote something there and then you wanted me to cook and eat and you ate. Jayadeva Goswami understood what was happening. So he said, give me, what is that piece? Where is that piece of paper? Give me that paper. And he sees that the Krishna had written this. Dehi Pada Pallavam Udharam. And then he said, oh, Krishna also ate? He also ate, huh? She said, yeah. So he said, give me, in which plate he ate? Please give me that plate. And what the Jayadeva Goswami says? He's just licking the plate. Because here Srila Prabhupada is saying, that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying that the devotee is by the mercy here in the mention. Krishna is saying, O sinless Uddhava, One can achieve loving service unto me by performing first class worship of my devotee. So Padmavati was so chaste to her husband. She served him. And Krishna poured the mercy. So the Jayadeva Goswami, Jayadeva is telling to his wife Padmavati, you are more fortunate than me. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is here mentioning. And then of course, in the end, Srila Prabhupada is saying here that we should accept the spiritual master. Here, the Maharaj Parikshita accepting Sukadeva Goswami. And of course, in the first canto is mentioned, we know, when Sukadeva Goswami is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to all the sages, right? And so they are saying that Sukadeva, so because when Sukadeva Goswami was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami was there and he had actually grasped everything. What Sukadeva Goswami is talking to Maharaj Parikshit. And he was able to recite that to all the sages in the mission. And then of course at the end Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the purport about that instead of going to the Ras Leela first, go through this, all this creation and all this different form, different avatars of the Lord and devotees glorifying the Lord, or the devotees will be glorifying the Lord. He will hear that, and then at the end of the 10th canto, he will hear the pastimes of the Lord. Parikshit Maharaj will hear from Sukadeva Goswami. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport. Okay, I think that's what I have to say. I don't have anything much to say with this. Any question? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu, for going through the entire purport and highlighting all of these verses that Srila Prabhupada felt so significant. I'm questioning regarding the pastime of Jayadeva Goswami. Mm-hmm. When he was writing that text, mm-hmm. was he getting revelation? That's what he was doubting?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Because he was thinking that my Lord is supreme. Even Brahma and Shiva, they are all worshipping, you know. And how can I try that, you know, tell Krishna, tell Radharani to put her lotus feet on my head. How can Krishna, I'm a little bit reluctant to write that. But he was thinking that let me go take a bath and I will get revelations.
But yet he was drawing on revelation for every... Before it and after.
Yeah, but Krishna already went there, but Krishna didn't want to wait.
Okay.
It happened in another pastime also. Another pastime was there are four main slokas, and one sloka is there where Krishna is embracing, in the middle of fast dance, Krishna is embracing Radharani, and then he takes Radharani away from all the gopis. Right? So Jayadev, in the previous time, there was a village called Khanduli. Their village is still there. And in the previously, the weaver would write on the sloka. So Jayadev Goswami actually in that Khanduli gaon, and he has the weaver write whole Git Govinda. And when this part came about Radharani, it's Krishna embracing Radharani and he's staying with Radharani. So Jayadeva Goswami become unconscious. He completely became unconscious because he was in that mood. But Krishna couldn't wait. So Krishna came. Krishna came and he is coming to this river and is staying to river. Because river was chanting this Gita Govinda. And this Krishna comes as a devotee and he says, can you please, you are chanting this. But I'm waiting for my boss here to wake up. So he says, I will tell you what to write. Krishna comes as Krishna Das. And he comes, he said, what? No, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. You know, he's supposed to. No, I'm his brother. I'm his brother, Krishna Das. So Bibar says, okay, tell them. Krishna is writing that line. And the Jagdev Swami get up and he said, this is. So here the Sukadeva Goswami, and we read in the, we will read in the further up, that Sukadeva Goswami, he was not some mental speculation, he was seeing all the past times. Krishna was revealing when he was right, he was talking. It's like Srila Prabhupada. Any other question?
What do you say, Krishna Das? He's Krishna Das.
Well, what he said is that, what he's saying, Krishna is saying that, I'm his brother. To the weaver, he's saying, Krishna is saying, I'm his brother. I'm brother of Jayadev. I know what to write, what he meant to write. I will tell you what to write. Please write it.
Thank you for a nice class. I just want to add reflection. When you read about spiritual master at the end, and you said that he accepts him as a spiritual master, and we read in Canto 1 that the same Parikshit Maharaj who subdued Kali, the same Parikshit Maharaj who saw Krishna in the womb of Uttara, the same Parikshit Maharaj who conquered the world, who was related to Pandavas, was as good as Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was fortunate because he accepted spiritual master. We read that in Canto 1. I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other question? Hare Krishna. Thank you.